With the president's signature of the 2010 Defense Authorization Act this week, several years' worth of work by the Senior Executives Association has come to an end. Issues like changeover from COLA to locality pay for feds and credit for unused sick leave for FERS employees were settled favorably for SEA members. The president of the association, Carol Bonacero, hails the passage of the act for, among other things, ensuring equality among FERS and CSRS workers, the CSRS workers, and also allowing agencies to bring annuitants back to work without them seeing their annuities be penalized. And now she joins us live, Carol Bonacero does, to talk about these issues. Ms. Bonacero, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, it's always my pleasure to join you.
And there are three areas of the Defense Authorization Act that really impact your members the most. Is that right?
Yes, obviously, a number of all three of them in one way or another affect, well, two of the three affect all federal employees, virtually all. But in one way or another, they have particular importance or relevance to executives. And clearly, the FERS sick leave and crediting that towards retirement is going to increase productivity and preclude executives from having to even deal with the question of sick leave abuse as folks under FERS near retirement.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about some of the specifics here. The changeover from COLA to locality pay, actually, was not something we've talked about a whole lot. I know Mike Causey's covered it a lot in his column, but when you say things like the changeover from COLA to locality pay, and see, I just did it, it gets very confusing for Fed. So explain how that's going to work.
Well, first, let's assure everybody who's listening that this really just affects those in Hawaii and Alaska and non-foreign territories. It has limited application. They've had a particular special COLA that's been in effect for years in those areas. But by changing it over to locality pay, which is comparable to what one gets obviously in the mainland, then that does contribute towards their retirement. It is counted. What's interesting about this provision is that changeover is going to include senior executives. Now, God knows there aren't many of them in Hawaii and Alaska, but there are some. So that is going to, for the first time, we are now going to have since 2004, some senior executives at least who are receiving locality pay. So we hope that's going to be the first olive out of the bottle in the process of restoring locality pay to the entire SES.
So that, you're thinking, would set a precedent?
Yes, one could say that. We certainly think it does. I mean, it's an important issue for our folks.
Are folks in Hawaii and Alaska considered sort of special because those are, especially in Hawaii, it's an expensive place to live?
Well, precisely, and that's why they had the special COLA in place. But unfortunately, it was not included in their retirement computation as locality pay is. So this is important for feds in those places.
Now, when we talk about the reemployment of annuitants, those are words that you may know what they mean separately, but when you put them all together, it kind of starts to get confusing.
Right.
And we're talking about bringing people back into federal service without penalizing them for that.
Yes, and also having the possibility of having someone transition, in a sense, to retirement. And with the high rates of retirement eligible and executives in particular, agencies can really use this provision to provide a bridge to their successors when they leave, so that you have a time period where you can sort of hand off the baton.
Oh, what do you mean? So they don't just, they're there one day and then gone the next? It's more of a phase out?
Exactly. Phased retirement. And so that really can be helpful because depending upon how one is able to make that transition, a new executive may come into that position and really wish they had access to that departing executive for some period of time.
So currently, how would they be penalized?
Well, if you go back to work in the government, then your annuity is going to be reduced by the amount that you're earning. So in other words, you're going to basically give up your annuity if you're going back to work full time. I mean, it just is not worth it. And the other reason that this, not only this OPM director, but the last one was very interested in seeing this pass is because if we have a time of natural disaster, national emergency, you really want to be able to bring back federal employees at particular times and particular areas. And this enables us to do it without them being penalized for coming back to work. It is on a limited period basis. So we're not talking about something coming back really full-time forevermore.
Right, right. But this would be particularly what you just illustrated in times of emergency or if certain agencies might need feds who have retired with certain special skills, bring them back.
Absolutely.
So remember when the National Security Personnel System was first introduced years ago? I think you and I sat down and had a one-on-one interview about that, 4 or 5 years ago, and you were not 100% in love with it. And I remember you explaining why this was so complicated, and now with the Defense Authorization Act being signed into law, NSPS is gone.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? It really is. It really is an opportunity to take a look at the pay system. And, you know, I know that it became fashionable to say, and I grew to hate this term, you know, one size doesn't fit all. Well, one size may not fit all, but we've developed such a crazy quilt across the government of pay systems and flexibilities and sub-flexibilities that are never even used and so on, that it really is very difficult, I think, for OPM or the Congress or anyone to have any effective oversight over this and to make the federal government a little more coherent as an employer. And it's interesting, now that I mention that, since we just had a big conversation about that Wednesday, about hiring and bringing in folks to the federal government.
Exactly, exactly. We did that for our Five Fallacy series just last week. Yes. And I wanted to also talk to you, though, about NSPS. Now that they have said bye-bye, there has to be a way to put that toothpaste back in the tube and somehow phase the 200,000 people back into a different personnel system. Will the Senior Executives Association be able to help with that? Do you anticipate them calling on you for any assistance, advice, collaboration, or is this just something that they're going to have to figure out how to do?
Well, obviously, they're going to have to figure it out. I mean, I'm glad in the sense that we most likely will not be called upon because it didn't, although there are the people who are in it include those who are at the equivalent GS-15 level who really almost overlapped the SES. I that's a tough job, you know, as you say, getting the toothpaste back in the tube. But maybe it's time to look at the entire tube, and I think that's certainly OPM Director John Barry's interest right now.
And what do you see happening from here now that this has become law and you see all these different provisions that SEA has been working toward and a lot of these things wound up in your favor? What's next on your plate? What do you see coming down the road?
Well, I think that the basic issue of pay reform generally, I mean, we have some very particular interests with regard to the senior executive service, not the least of which is getting that locality pay reapplied to everyone in the SES for reasons that make perfect sense. You know, if I want to move you from Kansas City to San Francisco, I certainly ought to be able to reflect that in your pay. But we have a number of issues that deal with compensation, and so we hope that they're going to be dealt with in the coming year. And apart from that, I mean, we are particularly concerned about just the future of the SES generally. You know, is it attractive enough to this next generation, which is more concerned about work-life balance than some of us fossils were and are. and, you know, do what would make a difference to them to overcome, assuming that, you know, we're not exactly going to change these late hours and telecommuting on evenings and weekends. What will overcome that and enable them to say, gee, yeah, I really want to do this, because it is important work.
Not that I'm trying to put words in your mouth or create news where there may or may not be any, but it sounds as though you are interested in looking at different ways to improve the SEA in and of itself to attract more young blood into the group.
Well, sure. I mean, you have to be concerned about that, the importance of these positions, where they sit, what they're responsible for. And there are any number of ways that you do that. I mean, compensation is certainly one of them, but it's not the only one. It's also a matter of letting them have more of a participatory role where they don't have it now in the development of policy, getting rid of some of these political layers. So that they can have more opportunity along the way, and maybe getting a little more recognition as well.
So you're not necessarily concerned about the future per se as much as you're concerned about how to move forward from here.
Well, yeah, because, you know, we keep seeing these GS-14s and 15s and hearing about them. It's not true of all of them by any means, but hearing about ones who say, you know, thank you, but no thank you. I don't aspire to it. I'm sure it's, you know, it's wonderful work. It's interesting work, but there are too many detractors.
Because it's work.
Well, it's more responsibility. It's more risk. the money is not that different. In fact, there's a wonderful story of a senior executive who's married to a GS-15. They're having breakfast one Saturday morning. He's dressed and ready to leave for the office, and she looks at him on the way out and says, is that extra $1,500 a year really worth it? That kind of sums up the problem.